Good morning, Jimmy Armstrong.
Fellas, what is going on?
I hear it's all going on at Kentucky Inn, actually. So it should be an incredible weekend of Game 7s going on, and a great place to watch Kentucky Inn as we bring in the top 10 columnists in the United States among sports columnists, Mark Kizza. Good morning, Kiz.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Swell.
That's the important question, Mr. Clark. How are you doing?
I'm better. I'm back. I was singing Gene Autry earlier, back in the saddle again.
Okay, is that Gene Autry? Okay, all right. You are old if you're making Gene Autry references. But I'm glad you're feeling better. All right, let's get right to it. Let's talk about Chris Bryant's MVP candidacy. Oh, never mind. Let's don't. It's May. It's Denver. So, of course, we're talking football. The schedule came out. And like every knucklehead out there, you have to go through each game and go win, loss, win, 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 loss, loss. So I've done that crazy exercise in May. I'm hoping you guys have, too. How many wins do you see on this schedule? It's a tougher schedule than I might have expected. I mean, I know what the schedule is going to be, but it's a tougher schedule than one might expect for a team that struggled in a parity league last year. So how many wins do you see on the schedule, and what game are you looking most forward to?
First of all, fellas, the most overrated story in sports, the NFL schedule. Yawn.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we can play this game, though. I'll give you a 10-7. Fellas, I'm sorry. I think there's going to be a little bit of a transitional phase with God's other son, Russell Wilson. Okay, wait a minute. God's other son's a Green Bay. My bad. Seriously, guys, there has to be something of a transitional phase. We got some injuries at wide receiver. I'm not convinced that this is an 11 or 12 win team. I'll go ahead and give you 10 because I'm an optimist, and make mine the Christmas Day game against the Rams. Want to see that one?
You know, it's an easy schedule only if you look at Kansas City and what they're facing. I mean, that is a brutal schedule. But the simplest – I got two breakdowns here. The simplest way is to say they've got five gimme games they should win. Give them to them. The division is very tough. Split the division. And that gives you 8 wins. And then you've got 6 really tough games, half of them at home to split. I'll give them half those games. That makes them 11-6, right? But the other breakdown I have is the stuff happens breakdown, right? Game 3, they lose to San Francisco, a team that was 10-7 in the best division of football last year because Jimmy Garoppolo, not Trey Lance, starts. Then all of a sudden things start to go the other way. They lose on a short week at Indy after a brutal schedule. Kansas City comes in deep in the schedule. Game 13, desperate because they have to win because they have such a tough schedule. Win here, and the Broncos can lose to Arizona late, a game at home that you would expect them to win. But Arizona was 11-6 last year in the best division of football, and suddenly you're 8-9. So what should I do? I can be like Mr. Sunshine, but not quite Mr. Sunshine Kiz, and I'll split the difference and say, like Jimmy just said, 10-7.
Okay. You know, I think the first glance of the schedule tells you if everything goes right and Mr. Hackett gets up to speed with Mr. Wilson right away, because they're going to have to, because those last 6 games on the schedule are like, whoa, man, they better not be scratching and clawing for a playoff spot late in the year, because if they aren't in good position for a playoff spot in those last 6 games, I don't think they're going to get there. So the game I'm looking most forward to is the first one. Could it really be Russ goes back to Seattle to play Drew Lock? That would be fun. That would be great fun. And they need to win that game because there's a game that's not guaranteed that they'll win. But if they're going to get to 10 or 11 wins, they have to win. And the other one I think they absolutely have to win is they're going to have to – the Jaguars are not that good, but the trip to London is a long one. So they got to go win that game too. If they win both those games, I do think they have a shot to win 11 this season. But as both of you have mentioned, there are plenty of tough games on that schedule, including Indianapolis on a short week, as Mr. Clark did mention.
Well, I don't want to turn this into a scientific endeavor, guys. You know, we're kind of winging it on the schedule, right?
There's no doubt.
Tough road games here. Don't have to tell you how tough Kansas City's been for them. I'm not sure if they're ever going to win there again in our lifetimes. But, you know, at Baltimore, at Tennessee, I look at it, yeah, they're going to beat Jacksonville. Come on. And you're going to tell me they're not going to beat Drew Lock, really? Of course they are. But you got to find a way to steal one on the road against a salty team. Just seems like every year Baltimore is just a very, very good football team.
But boy, and that'll be a tough one. If they can win that game, that will be impressive. Physical team, but Baltimore had injuries last year and got knocked back. We'll see if they've recovered. I agree with what you're all saying. When you look at the schedule now, oftentimes we've seen Broncos look like they have a terrible schedule, and by the time injuries and trades and everything settles in and teams fall apart, the schedule turned out in retrospect not to be nearly as tough as it looks. So it is a bit of a fool's errand we're doing, but it is fun. For me, it's the same thing as some of you guys mentioned. It's the Kansas City game in Denver. Everybody is going to be up for Russell Wilson, the new quarterback, breaking the embarrassing losing streak to rival Chiefs. The Chiefs are a bigger rival now than the Raiders here in this town, in my opinion. And yet, I think Kansas City is going to come in really hungry for that game, as I mentioned. They're going to be desperate. They've got a very tough schedule. They're going to need to win that game, and that is going to be one heck of a football game, and that's what I'm looking forward to, kids.
Okay, I want to emphasize the fool's errand here, and you make a good point, Michael. The teams that look good in May won't necessarily look good in December, so that's why it's crazy to project out in May. And the other thing is, what happened this week? Our new coach, Mr. Hackett, you know, he's Tigger bouncy. He's happy. He's enthusiastic. He's everybody's buddy. He's the antithesis of grumpy old Uncle Vic. But what happens before he gets to his first training camp? A key player gets arrested and spends a night in jail. Mr. Hackett hasn't had to deal with stuff like this before. And so we know it's going to take Russ some time to acclimate to a new offense and new teammates. We don't know yet with the coach how well or how poorly he handles a crisis, whether that be on the field or off the field. So there's a lot to be determined about this team yet.
Well, I know one thing, fellas. Wade Phillips was about as happy as a guy as I remember. I think we knew he lost a few games in the South Stands was pelting him with trash.
Yeah.
Mr. Nice Guy doesn't go very far in the South Stands, does it? I agree. Hey, I will give Hackett credit for one thing. He had to deal with Aaron Rodgers, so maybe he's prepared for this, but we have not seen the disciplinarian side, and that is a football coaching tradition that goes back to, like, peewee football. And it will be interesting to see, does he have that gear? I mean, or does he need a henchman? Who's the assistant principal for discipline here? You guys have any idea?
I do not. And you know, I think he is smart in that he's emphasized hiring coaches that he thinks are good teachers, because this team – for all the talk of John Elway drafting poorly, they also didn't develop John Elway's draft picks very well. You know, it could be a question of you picked the wrong guy, and also could be a question of how well did you help them improve. But there isn't a whole lot of head coaching. There isn't a whole lot of top-level assistant experience on this staff either. So how all these – young enthusiastic teachers deal with heartbreak and discipline and losing streaks and all that, it remains to be seen, and it will be a key test for the Broncos, no doubt.
Well, fellas, we can talk about this factor and that factor. At the top of the list, though, for me, is a very fundamental question here. I mean, I don't want to rain on the parade, but is Russell Wilson the same player he was 3 or 4 years ago? He's an ex-Badger, so I love him to pieces, but I'm just not sure.
Well, I think he proved it at the end of last season. How long will he be that player? Not a big guy. Big guys tend to last longer. You look at the fight game, heavyweights, they mature late. They fight later. Lightweights, featherweights, they can be done at 22. So, you know, we shall see. But, Jimmy, no discipline problems when people stop in at the Kentucky Inn. No Jerry Judy's on your staff, I assume.
Kids, what do you think of that segue?
I say that's moved into the bottom 10 right there.
Hey, one and all are invited to the Kentucky Inn. Jerry Judy and his significant other, come on down. Come on down. No problem. Hey, Michael, you know this, but I want to let our listeners know. We got a patio. It's not a great patio. I'm actually endeavoring to put in a permanent patio behind the building, but got some bureaucratic red tape with the city to run through there. But we have a beautiful patio out in front of the Kentucky. If you want to check out the beautiful weather has finally arrived in this dusty old cow town, stop by the Kentucky, the corner of Kentucky and Pearl. Inside, outside, take your pick. A wonderful place to socialize with friends.
While I was out this week, one of our listeners, also a denizen of the Kentucky Inn, paid me the ultimate compliment. He said he called me the Kentucky Inn kid. So that was funny. I think I'll keep the monitor. Thank you, kids. Thank you, Jimmy. Great job.